Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. And got a good one for you today because these people started a bank in their house. I don't think you can do that. So please hit the like button. Please subscribe to the channel. We have a sponsor today, Patriot Gold Group, and I will talk about them in a bit. But let's get right into it. Thank you, Dr. Marvin, for sending me this one because this is solid gold. Okay? Wouldn't it be great to have your own bank? Dance Bank. Come on down. I Allegedly Bank. Cash your checks. Open up a savings account. Get free checking. I mean, think of all the shenanigans you could do if you ran a bank. Now, a mother and son, Amiri Iserotti and Joseph Verde, they ran what basically the feds are calling a bank. And what they would do is they would cash checks for construction companies. Well, why would you go cash checks for people and not go to the bank? Well, what these people would do was they would work with contractors that had a lot of illegals and employees that were not American citizens, so they could pay these people. They would go out and they would cash checks, and it got somebody's attention for the simple fact that not only did they cash a few checks to the tune of about $38 million. Hello. It got the Fed's attention. Now, this is awesome because what they would do is how would they make money? Well, they would charge a minimum fee of 5% off the top. Now, think of it. Cash a check for 10 grand, it's going to cost you 500 bucks. Okay? I mean, it was nice. It was really a good deal for them, and they made a tremendous amount of money, but they would have, the construction companies would write them checks. They would then give them cash, like you write a check for 10,000, you get 9,500 back. It's that simple. Keep the difference. Some companies, if they were smaller, weren't good accounts, they would charge 10 and 12%. Oh, that's a lot. It is. So these guys would go out and the illegals would cash their checks and get cash for the week's construction. Now, think about this. Everybody's in trouble for this. Everybody involved in this. How is that? Well, number one, they didn't take out Social Security taxes on these people. The feds want their taxes. They want their state taxes. They want their federal taxes. Now, let's see, I think Florida, I don't think you have state taxes. So they want their federal taxes and everything else that goes along with payroll. No, not getting that. So these guys avoided everything. Unemployment, got rid of it all. So kind of a crazy deal. I mean, it is anticipated that this mother and son made almost $3 million doing this. And again, it wouldn't that be great to have your own bank? Now, she is from Honduras. She has not been given bail yet. Her son did get bail for $200,000. They think that the mom is a flight risk because she's got, a few hundred thousand dollars in a Honduran bank. And she would transfer money back and forth. And again, whenever anybody does this, it's always that they're watching them. It's always over a period of time. It's they sit there and they just continue the illegal activity, even when they start getting suspicious reports. These people were cashing checks for $14,000, $15,000 through Truist Bank. And Truist Bank really, as far as I'm concerned, they're participating in this illegal activity. We talked about TD Bank a few months ago, I think in October, how they were, dealing with the money laundering. Well, this is just as bad, guys, because it is illegal what they're doing. So, a few things that we talked about on this channel a while ago was there are different banks. I found a great article about the history of banking and different really weird banks and things like that. So take a look at that below. But the history of banking is such that, they wanted to have banks and post offices. They wanted to have it so that you could go out and be unbanked. I love that term. People that are unbanked, they can't get a checking account. Usually it's the illegals, guys. It's not people that are citizens that can't get a checking account unless you've done something nefarious. You bounce a bunch of checks, you're overdrawn, you close a bank account, the bank loses money, things like that. You do illegal activity, you sell drugs, you do things like that. Yeah, they're gonna not give you a bank account. So with that, everybody should be able to have a bank account. during COVID, we talked a lot about community banking. I had people that would write me and say, Dan, I've got to get access to money. I've got to get loans. And community banks are great because you can go out and they deal with, you know, what you do, your area. Now, let's say you're a farmer. I know nothing about raising chickens and hens and, you know, eggs and cattle and things like that. Well, there's banks that understand that. And community banks deal with this. If you live in a rural area, you can go out and get yourself a bank that understands your finances. And hey, you need 50 grand, you need 100 grand. These are the places you want to go to. And this is the thing. I always talk to people about whatever you do for a job. If you're a consultant, you're a therapist, you're a doctor, there's banks that deal with that. There's banks here in California. I had banks that would sponsor my medical events because they would deal only with startups. You've heard of them, Silicon Valley Bank. Banks like that love startup, you know, and they were flexible with getting large deposits in and writing checks and things like that. You want to deal with somebody like that, but this is crazy. This mother and this son, what they were doing, you guys can, if you don't get this, I mean, the construction companies are in huge trouble because they know that these guys cash checks, because all you have to do, if you've ever been in a lawsuit, if you've ever been in anything before, they can subpoena your bank account. They know all the checks that were written. They know what type of activity you have. If you've ever been divorced, well, what do you mean you only make $1,000 a month? No, you can't lie. They know this. So these people are cooked. The construction companies, they're in huge trouble too. So these guys, I mean, you're going to see more and more people go to jail as a result of this one. And this is I love the story. I thought it was fantastic. And, you know, have your own bank. Okay. So let me know what you think about this, because I just thought that this one was so awesome. But they would cash checks for people that shouldn't have their checks cashed. There would be days that even the workers would show up at the house and they would get paychecks, you know, written from the construction company, and they would cash the paychecks for them. Oh, okay. Ran out of cash? No problem. Go see a Mary, and she'll cash your check for you. So let me know what you think about this so far. I love this. It's been raining. It's going to rain for a week, guys, out here. And we finally got a break. So I came out this morning just to give you guys the good news that somebody had a bank running out of their house. Let's talk about our sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. Patriot Gold Group is a company that has been in business for over 9 years. They have been number one rated with Consumer Affairs for the last 9 years. They sell all types of precious metals, and it is so easy to contact them. All you do is call 888-330-1431, and they will answer all your questions. They have a free investor guide, IRAs that have no fee for life on qualifying rollovers, 401ks that are backed by precious metals. But look at the uncertainty of the market right now. It has been crazy. Up one day, down the next, and gold and silver have just been moving forward. You need to get this in your portfolio. You need to protect yourself right now. It has stood the test of time for centuries. Contact number one rated Patriot Gold Group today. Do it now before it's too late. Please contact them. They will answer all your questions. Great customer service, but do it now. Don't wait. 888-330-1431. I'm on the Huntington Beach Pier. One thing that is very cool is they have public cams. And these cameras right here, you can look out and you can see, and I get people that go, oh, tell me when you're going to the pier, and you can wave to me. My brother and his wife love it when I do that. So it's live all the time. You can see it all the time. Problem with this is that thieves now are hacking into different cameras. They're doing it two ways. They're hacking into people's cameras, systems that have weak security. And they are monitoring the house knowing your activity and robbing people. I am telling you guys right now, you have to be safe. You have to worry about your security 24/7, regardless of where you live in the country. It's just so critical right now. So they're hacking things like this, like your security system. We've heard about, you know, all the big companies that have had these data breaches lately, and they're getting inside these houses and robbing these people. Happens with athletes, happens all the time. The next one is that if you live in a expensive community, the latest one here in California was Murrieta, kind of a rural area. You got some big wine property, you got some, you know, some areas where people own acreage, but the houses are huge out there. But what they're doing is they're like, hey, I wanna rob this house, setting up a camera across the street, and they're monitoring people's comings and goings and robbing them when they're not there. So you've got to protect yourself. You have to be leery of this stuff because it's happening all the time right now. So have a plan, guys. Have a plan, have a plan, have a plan. My kids, it's funny, in the last week have both called me and given me the code that, hey, I'm going to my car and something sketchy. So it just, I stay in the line with them. We have these words that we say to immediately start the conversation with each other so we know what's going on. And then from there, okay? But change your passwords, change your codes, make sure you know it. Make sure it's not Debbie123, you know, something stupid that they're going to be able to figure out. Or your last name, Smith321, you know what I mean? Don't do that, okay? The next thing is there is $1.1 billion still in unclaimed tax refunds. Here's what sucks. I thought the tax refunds went to the state. No, they go back to the Treasury. So if you don't claim your tax refund, it goes back to the Treasury in their pocket. So if you are owed stimulus money, even if you're not sure, check with the IRS. But these unclaimed tax refunds, you know, I've had people write me, "Oh, I haven't got my tax refund in 14 months, Dan." Well, what is wrong with you that you won't call them and have them, you know, answer your questions? I had somebody call and say, "Will you call for me?" No. What am I going to do? They're not going to give me your information because they're going to want you to answer questions about your account. Now, we were talking about banking earlier. Another banking problem is B of A now is the latest bank to have, a security breach where they had a third-party vendor that lost documents and lost a ton of documents with people's personal information. Name, address, social security number, your mother's maiden name, everything you would need to go out and get yourself a loan in somebody's name. That sucks, guys. That is horrific. And this stuff is happening more and more and more right now. So the thieves are getting great. They're getting so smart and getting more brazen right now because they're not being prosecuted the way that they should be. So crazy, 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 crazy. We have a private channel called I Allegedly Live. And I love talking about things there because it's uncensored. And there's a bunch of great stuff that we've talked about lately that is unbelievable. That's happening here in California, around the country, but check that out. He didn't catch it. So iallegedly.tv is where you sign up for that. I love doing the content for you guys there, but it's uncensored, things that we can talk about there that we can't talk about other places. I think it's nice to come out here, you know, after a storm. I would never swim in this water. They say it's very, very dangerous. It's loaded with all these different chemicals. Everything drains out from the mountains and the hills and the streets and everything and fills the Santa Ana River. A buddy of mine brought me up to a hill like 4 years ago and showed me how when the sun comes out like a week after it rains, you can see the dark plume of crab just floating in the water that everybody's swimming in. So I wouldn't be in the water right now if I were you. So with that, next thing with banking, a lot of banking stuff today, and the banks are concerned about the uncertainty of their customers right now. And you got JP Morgan, Morgan Stanley, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, UBS, all these banks are talking about globally, there is a real issue when it comes to, you know, people's solvency, how much money they have, will they be able to pay their credit card bills? You know, they love giving credit. They absolutely love doing it. But then, are these guys going to stiff us? Every single bank, mark my words, and I can get the numbers for you, and I'll do that in another video, but every single bank is storing cash to cover losses so they're not caught upside down with their credit card debt because it's growing and the loan, you know, defaults are growing. Capital One's doing it. Everybody's doing it. So that's a real problem right now. You're starting to see this happen, you know, more and more and more right now. A few other things that blew me away was cell phones are stolen all over the world. Where is the cell phone theft capital of the world right now? Well, you're going to think, oh, it's some South American country. It's someplace like that. No, it's the UK. You know, here's the thing. London, the city of London alone had 70,000 cell phones stolen in 2024. Brazen robberies. Some guy standing there taking a picture of him and his wife or filming himself in the pier and somebody runs up and takes the cell phone. 70,000 of those in one city. It's one borough that they talk about on the west side. So, you know, kind of the west end, excuse me. And in all of UK, they had 100,000 cell phones stolen last year. And not just tourists, but just crazy that they've got all this theft. It is just absolutely rampant and nonstop. But I'm telling you, when you go anywhere right now, that's the one thing. Like the cruise company that I use when I travel and stuff, all they send all these different warnings of how to pack and how to protect yourself. And there was another YouTuber that he and his wife were pulled over at gunpoint. They stole everything from them, stole their passport, stole everything. You know, there's things that you can make copies of and stick in your shoe in different places so you can protect yourself if something heinous like that would ever happen. Plus, you know, there's ways that you can talk to your credit card company and your bank to say, if anything ever happened, could you transfer me money in an emergency situation? Everybody should make arrangements for stuff like that. No one thinks they're going to get robbed. No one wants to plan on that. But when you hear about 70,000 phones stolen in one city, that is nuts, guys. So, you know, almost $100 million in phones stolen. You know, and again, what do? You know, you sell a cell phone, junkie, you know. Final story, iRobot. iRobot is the robotic little vacuum that goes around your house and cleans everything up. You've seen the great videos where the cat and the dogs are sitting on it, and it's just going around the house, cleaning everything up. Rosie would do that, but she weighs too much, and she would just smash the thing. But here's the funny thing about this. iRobot, you know, it's such a successful product. There's been so many Chinese knockoffs. They're losing money. Sales off 40% in 2024. 40%. They don't even know if they're going to make it through 2025. And again, this is the disaster because when you read the story below, it's the last story. When you read it, they're talking about how they just have had people that have come up with all these different things that are, you know, they have a $500 product and somebody's selling it for $200. Is it less quality? Yes, of course. But that's the problem with this. And again, they're not going to make it. When you look at all the numbers, you look at the finances, it is terrible to see companies like this go out of business. So they're still in business, but it's looking very bleak. At least they're being very honest with their investors and shareholders and things like that. So I'm freezing. Please hit the like button. If you want to start a bank out of your house, God, I could be your spokesman. Hey, Glenn and Harriet have a bank. Come on down. You like Wichita? You know what I mean? That'd be awesome, guys. Anyways, hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, and we can have a grand opening for your bank, too, in your garage. Okay? I'll see you very soon.